Hearings held by Philadelphia City Council and the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission illustrated the wide divide between those who want to sell off the city's gas utility and those who are more hesitant. Joining me now without hesitation from both of these hearings are WHYY's Tom McDonald and State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Culinary. Katie and Tom, welcome to NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Katie, why don't you warm things up and let us know what happened at that PUC hearing?
Sure. Well, first, I think it's important to establish, you know, why the PUC plays a role in the discussion about PGW. In 2000, the state legislature gave the PUC jurisdiction over PGW. So what that means is instead of having the city council have the final say on things like rate hikes, it's regulated by the PUC commissioners. The PUC also oversees the replacement of PGW's old leaky pipes, which was a big sticking point at today's hearing. PGW has about 1,500 miles of cast iron and bare steel pipes that have to be replaced on the system. That's about 50% of its pipelines. And a lot of us remember that explosion that happened in 2011 that killed a young PGW worker. That came up several times today. At the current rate, it's going to take PGW about 88 years to replace all of those pipes. UIL, that's the company that has proposed buying PGW, says that they can do that in half the time. The council doesn't buy that. So the PUC called some federal and state pipeline experts to testify. There was one guy there from Rhode Island. His name was Don Ledversus. He's an experienced pipeline safety inspector who essentially said it's only a matter of time until the next serious accident happens in Philadelphia involving one of these old leaky pipes. Let's listen to his exchange with the PUC chairman, Robert Pallison.
Your risk model is actually riskier than mine,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing a third less. So, I mean, obviously.
So to your point,
yep.
It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Correct.
There was also a rather somber moment during Mayor Nutter's testimony this morning when he talked about all the lives that have been lost in gas explosion accidents in the city.
So you've already answered my next question. Mayor Nutter was not at the city council hearings, obviously.
No, that's right. So, I mean, he had a much more sympathetic audience at the PUC, which, since they've got jurisdiction over PGW and the commissioners, many of them are really interested in the role that PGW could play in this kind of idea of turning Philadelphia into an energy hub. So he went to the PUC and spoke before this more sympathetic audience about why, you know, there are no losers in this proposal from UIL. It's the best deal for Philadelphia. And he seemed to get a lot of validation from the PUC commissioners.
But not from city council. And with that, let's turn to WHYY's Tom McDonald.
And the key is that the PUC cannot order the city of Philadelphia to sell the utility. They can say it's a great deal. It would be great for the city. It would be great for the region. Those members of city council are the key here. You need one member to introduce the bill to sell the utility, five total to have a hearing on selling the utility, and then you need a majority of the 17 members to agree to sell the utility.
So to sell or not to sell, is that even still the question, or City Council is categorically saying this will never come up for a vote?
Over 2 days, City Council reviewed all the possibilities, and at that point, City Council President Darrell Clark had this to say.
There is one consensus, is that we want to make our city a better city, regardless of the direction that we take. If we can get together on the things that we agree and focus on that, and then at some point, if we don't agree, we can have a respectable debate about what we don't agree on.
Now, who can argue with wanting to make the city a better city?
Well, I know Katie sat through part of the first day of hearings with me, and it sounded like what the hearings were, a lot of talking in circles.
Yes.
Now, City Council goes on its Christmas break in a few weeks, mid-December. The deal with UIL expires at the end of the year. UIL is still hanging tough here. They announced this week that you and I talked about live on the air that they are going to stay with the deal to purchase the utility.
They actually appeared at the 11th hour at the hearing last night to kind of make their case for the first time to the City Council in person.
Is this in part an effort perhaps to get UIL to sweeten the deal?
Well, that's a good question. Another thing that was announced at the hearing today by the mayor was that he has a city solicitor's opinion that says the deal can be changed if all parties agree. Now, probably we're not going to have to worry about that because there's going to have to be a new deal, because more than likely nothing is going to happen before the end of the year. And first of the year, we start a whole new negotiation, a whole new deal, and it could be with a whole new company. And I've got to throw one more last thing. It's an election year coming up, and every member of City Council is up for re-election, and the mayor isn't.
Katie Culinary, Tom McDonald, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure, Dave. Thanks.